News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Ireland women's rugby team will take on England's Red Roses at Virgin Media Park here in Cork tomorrow evening at 4:45. Ireland's captain is Amy Lee Coskin. Morning, Amy Lee.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you on. Before we get into the actual game itself, I'm really liking the kind of nationwide tour that Ireland are doing this year, going to all the provincial grounds. Cork tomorrow, you're going to be up in the west as well. It's just great to be able to bring the game around the country and inspire, I suppose, the next generation who come out and see you.
Yeah, that's absolutely what we're about, is inspiring the next generation, how we can have such an impact on younger girls and boys. Getting into rugby, picking up a rugby ball, show them that it's possible. But yeah, getting to go around, you know, playing in Belfast against France, and then bring it down here to Munster, it's special to be able to do that, you know.
Yeah, it really is. And now, having said that, that France game you'll soon forget, 27-15 defeat. But then you hockeyed Italy 54-12. A bit of consistency is what you're searching for. Do you think you'll get it against England?
Yeah, we've had a really positive 2 weeks of training, and yeah, we're going to go out for it, put out the performance that we want to put out, attack them where we want to attack them, and yeah, just I suppose we're growing, and we've been building momentum, and that's probably what's really good about this group.
Yeah, I mean the England team, they're probably the best women's rugby team in the world. They benefit from the fact that theirs is a professional league. We're not quite there yet in Ireland. And you know, they've beaten Wales, they've beaten Italy as well. I mean, it's not going to be easy, but you have the home crowd.
No, it's definitely not going to be easy playing world number one. But that's the challenge that we're ready to accept. We've acknowledged how big the task is. We respect them as a group. But we're up and coming. We've had great results in recent history. So, I think we can head out there tomorrow and tackle them.
Your team's been on this brilliant trajectory for the last 12 months, finishing last in the Six Nations in 2023, to finishing third last year, then going on to beat the world champions New Zealand last October. I mean, it's a great time to be involved in the sport, both from attracting new fans, attracting new players, and you know, being able to get results that inspire people.
Yeah, it is so good. It's so good to be part of this group, and as you said, yeah, there's so much more attraction, which is, you know, it's what it's about as well. It's getting this Irish team out there, showing the country about these players that we have, these phenomenal players, but also the world as well. I think the world is also turning their eyes on our country and how we play rugby.
Well, good luck to you and the team tomorrow. Tickets, by the way, for the Ireland Women's Six Nations game against England available now at Ticketmaster. £5 for juniors, adults a tenner. You couldn't go wrong with those kind of prices, and it will be well worth the watch. Ireland's captain, Amy Lee Coskin, best of luck to you tomorrow and to all the girls in green.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.